Podsecular episode 22, tips for the week of October 31st.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, happy Halloween.
Woo-hoo. Or it was Halloween.
It was Halloween
we
by this
missed
time.
It.
Yeah. Well, we're back with another episode of Podtacker, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, and I'm Fumo Jive.
And I'm Spellcheck.
And we're here to help you guys level up and stay there with this week's Podtacular tips.
Yay, yay, yay!
A lot of these are sent in by listeners and fans, and, you know, lots of great stuff by working together as a community to get you guys the best tips and help you get going. So, why don't we start it off with one from Brain Smoothie here. He writes in a general tip here saying that he has an idea that he hasn't tried yet, but it's kind of crazy, and if it works, it's pretty cool. When your teammate has the flag on a level like midship, and he's at the base, have him take the flag and stick him in the back, and then have him jump. If it works like he thinks it will, I wish we would have tested this beforehand, but maybe our tip testers can get on this one and give it a try. Let us know how it works.
Yeah.
But if it works like he thinks it will, it'll launch the flag, and you can get good at it, and you can have a guy, you know, there to receive it on the other end. It would work best on midship, of course, because the bases are pretty close together, and you start with plasma grenades. So that is a pretty good idea. Hope it works. Maybe you can at least get it on that platform in the center, right?
Well, yeah, at least that. It's kind of like, since there's so many grenades exchanging in midair, you know, maybe you'll get lucky and get host and just fly. And like in those small quarters, maps are just grenades. You know, you just get that one little boost. Ta-da-da, right in the base.
For real.
Yeah. Gunner 5890 says it's pretty funny, but it works. If you can't kill a person because he's camping inside a base with a power weapon, and you're willing to sacrifice a man, you know, this is perfect tip for you. He says, right before one of your teammates goes into the base or around the corner where the guy is, stick your teammate. Have him run in and kaboom. He and the other guy die. Suicide bomber. If you're really lucky, the teammate will die before the grenade blows up. His body will go through the other guy's body, but the grenade will not. This will also get you the sticky metal as well. But then you gotta remember, are you going to get tagged with a betrayal? Or, you know, suicide, or...
Yeah, good point. It probably will be a betrayal.
Is it worth gaining... all you do is both... Best case scenario, nobody gets points. That's the best case scenario. You kill a rocket guy, that's it.
You know, I guess that's works probably best with a rocket guy, when you're facing a rocket guy, or maybe a sword guy, but most likely a rocket guy, because... You know, a sniper has trouble no-scoping, so if you're close enough, you can just huck some grenades over there and come right back around the corner and, you know, throw some grenades back off. And then, but, you know, if it's a sword guy and you just keep getting taken out because he's right around a corner and you can't get grenades off without getting sorted, or if it's a rocket guy where he just gets the instant death and he still has lots of rockets, then maybe it's a good idea. But it's kind of sketchy.
But
it's definitely a good idea in general, but
yeah,
a cool idea, but I don't know how practical it is.
I don't know how I'd benefit too much, because if it's a rocket guy, he might shoot you and kill you, or you kill himself if you're too close, you know, therefore giving you his suicide. I might say he got a point in suicide, you know?
Yeah. It's a cool idea, though.
It is a cool idea, so I like to see how it plays out a little more definitively.
Totally. I guess he also said about how we mentioned in the previous episode that no matter where you're sniping from, you'll often get sniped back. His friend and he were playing a split screen, and he figured out how to snipe through some of the walls. Any walls you can grab a flag through, you can fire a sniper rifle through. You can't see, you know, where the hole is, but if you're really good at using your radar, you can time it really well, he mentions. Also, the little walls on turf in front of the medical tent and near the pelican on relic reflect sniper bullets.
I know,
shoot around walls or use it as a shield and have the sniper shoot himself. I guess he's meaning...
Wraiths do it too. They deflect them. They don't reflect them right back, but they do deflect them.
Huh. He said it's really hard to do, but you can reposition these by punching them. and you can avoid headshots by sticking your head into a rock. He doesn't know why you can put your head into a rock, but he says you can. You can't see anything but rock. He would not recommend any of these during matchmaking, unless you're extremely desperate or all your teammates have quit, but it's fun to use in custom games just to mess around, I guess. Interesting.
Yeah, Lomar has this a noob tip for us. He said, a good strategy for non-automatic weapons is to shoot them until you see them die. Really?
Seems kind of basic, but I guess it's, you know...
Well, it's along the same lines, like, don't shoot, run.
Yeah.
Then they're going to be mad.
Or don't shoot him once with a sniper and then assume you got him. But I guess, you know, that's why this is a noob tip, because, you know, generally if you're firing with a sniper, you're going to make sure you killed him before you unzoom. So keep shooting until you know they're dead. But, newbie tip. That you cheat starts out saying, if you're playing a Slayer game, the idea is to not just take your opponent, but also to survive. That's why you don't want to get close unless you have to. So hold on to your long-range weapons unless it's absolutely necessary to get in close. And once you go to the getting in close part here.
Yeah, try to keep one Covenant and one human weapon, because, you know, the Covenant takes on the shields, and the human weapons will do more damage once the shield is down. You know, you can find out what combat feels best for you and go for it. You know, but you also need to watch the melee. You're in melee, decide to take it out the melee, followed by a few shots, especially with the Covey possible pistol, you know, and then you're punch. And also, if you jump on him and melee him while you're in the air, your melee will do a lot more damage. But, you know,
that's really good to use, especially if you know someone's right around a corner. Just jump right before, you know, time it right so that you jump right before you're gonna catch them around the corner, so that when you hit them, you might kill them in one shot with one melee.
Yeah, but you have to watch the grenades too, okay? Your opponent may decide to soften them up with a grenade before finishing you off. So also, if the battle gets really close, he may even try to stick you, so just watch out for that, you know, strafe or something. Strafe.
For real, strafe. Watch out for the sticks. Alright, so we're going to get right into our map of the week, which this week is Beaver Creek. Now, this is another one that people either love or they hate. And me, I love this map.
I love it too.
It's actually a good map for dual wielders, and I'm a dual wield noob, I guess you could call me. So I enjoy dual wielding. I think I do pretty well at it in general. And so I like this map. Here's what I do. This is kind of my general strategy. Is usually I will, this is a map that if I'm staying in the right places, I'll dual wield on purpose. A lot of times people don't dual wield, now they get combos at the higher levels, but this is one where dual wielding really comes in handy because you get pretty close to people, unless you have a shotgun, which is, you know, good, but only at close, super close range. Anyway, so what I do is I dual wield and I camp outside the teleporters. I know people whine about campers, but they also whine about noob combos, and both of those work, so what?
Even together. Amazing.
Whatever works, you know. People will fly out of the teleporters, and you can start shooting them before they figure out which direction the fire is coming from. So you can get them, you know, a few shots early enough that they're usually not going to get you before you get them. You can also cover the other direction, as in, you know, if you're facing the teleporter behind you, you can tell who's coming up on the, you know, on the motion sensor. So you can just turn around, crouch down, wait for him to come around the corner and start firing at him, and usually a few fires, melee, another few fires, you can take care of those guys too. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard for people to get the jump on you there, unless they take a few people and, you know, team up on you, and then it's a little tough. But the thing is, you can use the teleporters to escape a double team in the back of the base. If people are ganging up on you, then you can just rush through the teleporters. A lot of times they won't follow you because they know you're waiting on the other end to melee them in the back. So that's a good thing to do, too, if they do go through there. Also, spam grenades from the back corner of the base towards the sniper or the rocket hills, if the enemy has them. Thing is, you gotta get the angle right, but you'll get a fair amount of kills that way. Yeah, no.
Yeah, you're gonna pick up quite a few.
It's definitely a good one. If you're rushing the sniper, stay close to the wall, the side wall that you're climbing up that hill on, as you approach, so he can't get a good angle on you. He can't, just shoot you close range. Also, anytime you run across the middle, go for overshield. you know, it respawns every minute, so that this is one where overshield can really mean a lot. A couple more, get people on your team to rush rockets and snipers at spawn, of course. Remember the ledges just outside of the caves that you can go up a little farther on. And they have no cover, but people are less likely to look up there, and you have options to jump off or go different directions if you see something coming at you, like a rocket. Uh-huh. If there's alien weapons, that means you have noob combo. So go for that. It's at the back of the base on the side where the magnum is on the human ones. So, you know, pick that up and own the sides and back of the bases. I don't like to play in the middle of the map very often unless the gameplay becomes that way and I can't find any enemies. But the thing is, it's tough because of both, first of all, rockets and sniper can, you know, take everybody out over there. But also, I always seem to get double-teamed in that area because of all the obstacles. It's hard to take two people on at once with a grenade or something like that because the, you know, they're close by, they're running behind cover. It's just pandemonium, so I try to stay in the back if the game works that way. A couple of things real quick is to go on top of the bases sometimes and take people out on the sides of the bases. The back has an easy exit with the teleporter, so don't bother taking people out back there, but the sides, you really have an advantage of being higher up, because they can't grenade you, unless they stick you, but getting really lucky. Anyway, the only exit they have is either under the base or getting out over to the sides, and if they're far enough away, they're not going to be able to run there in time for you to kill them. Also, every time you spawn in your base, get that BR underneath your base, and turn left and get the four plasma grenades, dude. Those plasma grenades can come in super handy on this map where there's a lot of cover and there's mostly close encounters. So you can stick people, you can get them at their feet, you can blow them up. So I'll let other people cover the CTF strategies and assault strategies, because there's going to be a lot of good ones here.
Yeah, it's most people, you know, they don't even think about that. So just, oh, you got owned.
For real.
Perfect, yeah, practice makes perfect. Them. Yeah, most people are like, it's just a terrible map. I hate the map. It's just crap. It's too cheap. Just rockets. This over shield. It's just not cool, man. I'm like, yeah, it's the best map in the world. No, that's what,
totally.
That's what people are like.
That's exactly what they're like. Everybody says that, dude.
Yes, bad hacker is the coolest. Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody says that, too.
As I say it all the time. Stealth Zealot. That's right, Zealot. I don't know what a Zealot is, but I want Stealth.
Someone that has much zeal. Very excited.
What, one with zeal? Okay, well, Stealth
Zeal
Zealot.
Is enthusiasm.
Oh.
Okay, anyway.
What's enthusiasm?
Shut up, dude.
Oh, boy. Here's a really good tip for CTF games, he says. On the top of every telly is a roofish platform. If you stand on the top of the opposite team's telly on their TV, you're British. When they have your flag, you can assassinate the flag guy when he comes through the teleporter. Hey.
Good
idea. He's lost track of how many times he's done this, but it's really successful. Also works with you have a shotgun, a powerful close-range weapon, if you don't want to melee. If you don't want to get all melee-ish. This tactic is kind of a last resort, because if you kill the person with the flag at their base, the flag will stay at the same spot. You might be swarmed. And you know what? You might wait for it to return, unless it's classic, and then you can just touch return it, you know? You know, hope this helps. Stealth sell it. He's a cool guy.
Right on. Got one from Gemini Ace, the man over there. He mentions a tip for the map he likes to call Battle Crack.
Oh.
Dang, man, smoking that Battle Crack. On CTF or bomb games, you need one guy on your team to go use the teleporter and go to the other base as quickly as possible. The other members of the team should head out and distract the other team by going for the power weapons, the rocket, sniper, and shotgun. The lone guy should go around to the side where you can get on top of the base and crouch walk up to the skylight right above the flag. If possible, have the rocket guy meet you there so he can clear out any riffraff that may be guarding the flag. Once that's done, drop in and grab the flag and head out. Don't go out the front. Run down and out the side and back to the teleporter. Once at your base, you can run around and take the skylight route into your base. Also, always get the sticky grenades on your way out of the base, as I mentioned earlier. In Rumble Pit games, just get to some high ground and try to get the rockets. There's nothing better than jumping down on someone while rocketing them and landing on their corpse.
Exactly. Zach Lee, because dying is not fun. Brain Smoothie says he's just a few Beaver Creek to get a good head start on the other team. Have someone stand on the bump. It's raised toward the window and the roof. Have three people jump off the top of his head, you know, get out of the base. Teleporter, maybe, you know. Like, really catch him off guard.
That is a cool idea. It I haven't really seen cool. that work yet, but on the right above where the assault bomb plant spot is, there's that, you know, arch. And if you can have someone stand on that and then jump on that person's head and jump right out of the base, you can go right to the teleporter. A quick shortcut to get 2 to 3 people to instantly, you know, barrage their base. That's a great idea. I wish grenade jumps worked more regularly, but apparently they don't work unless you're host, from what I understand. I had trouble doing grenade jumps outside of custom games, and I think that's probably why. But I've been able to grenade jump out of there in custom games.
Oh yeah.
Right off of that top thing, and also grenade jump onto the top of the base from the back by throwing one right by the teleporter.
Nice.
But you know, I can't do it in matchmaking, it seems like. So just having someone stand there and jumping on their head, you know, is definitely the way to do it.
I don't know.
Speaking of which, you can do the same thing once you get in there, grab their flag, throw it to the guy on top of the base, you know, have him run down to the teleporter, teleport out, and then jump on somebody's head and jump right back into your base. If you coordinate it well, you could do that really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why don't you go to the next one, too?
The two cheat says, you may not know this, but the bottom of each base is a BR. Very handy. At the bottom of the ramp leading to the side entrances are 4 plasmas. Make sure you use them. If worse comes to worse, you can use the kneelers.
Light
the ramp on either side of the base. But he would suggest grabbing either the SMG or plasma pistol near the teleporters at the back of both bases. I know, it's like there's always a plasma pistol and an SMG combo to own with. If you can't get the BR and the SMG is gone, take the magnum at the bottom of the ramp in front of the bases. One plasma pistol bolt, one magnum, one shot equals a quick death.
Yep.
The rockets are at the top of the big rock formation in the middle. The opposite side of the rocket is a sniper rifle. Does he need to say anything more? If you're playing any sort of objective container at the top of the bases, sneak in. Be careful, because jumping on top of the bases will give away your position on radar, if only for a moment. A great defense involves keeping a few guys on top to guard the windows and the teleporter. So, spam is good. If you see someone arming the bomb or take out the flag, spam that sucker with a few grenades, and you're all good. If you can own the power weapons on the map, then you will pwn. You will power own if you have power weapons. The airfield can come in real handy if you want to sneak in through the top of the opponent's base. And that's all the 2-Cheat has written into us today. So thank you, the 2-Cheat.
Yeah, man. G.A. Lewis says he hates this map. He hates it. But,
I love
you know,
it.
You gotta play it, so those of you that hate it, you're playing it anyway. Slayer on this map is intense. Always check the higher places while you're on the ground because, you know, most people like to hang out up there. Rockets and sniper pwn on this map just like every other one, so, you know, try to get one of them. And if you don't worry. A battle rifle and some grenades can easily take out a sniper, and the rockets run out fast, so you've always got a chance to get them on the next respawn. Try to keep from running to the middle of the course because you're just telling everyone where you're practically yelling, shoot me.
Yeah,
CTF
pretty much.
On this map. Yeah. CTF on this map can be both really easy and really hard, depending on how things work. Teamwork is key. 2 people can easily take out an entire base and capture the flag. So try throwing the flag to the top when someone's waiting there to pick it up, and then, or possibly out through the windows. Those also work well. That's definitely a good tip. That's kind of like the coagulation one, where as long as the window's blown out on top, you can grab the flag, you know, jump up on top of that that little ridge there where the flag is underneath. And then, even if someone's not there, jump up and throw the flag up and leave it on top of the roof. It'll make it easier for your guys to get over there and assail the flag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me, but
I
still think that's a good idea, especially in coagulation, but, you know, also in this.
Yeah.
Let's see, if it's a single flag or a single bomb on this map, and you're on defense, don't camp inside the base, especially inside the bomb flag room, because you'll get killed. Have one of your guys get the rockets and overshield at the same time, and just so the other team doesn't have them. Also, he can get some easy kills on the way back, providing he lived. Have another player grab the BR and head up top, because that's where most people come from. Having 2 people up there works better. But, you know, work it on your team to your team's liking. A couple more shotguns good here, and remember the fast respawn for the shotgun, so always check for that. And the Beaver Creep combo is the SMG and pistol for dual wielding. Just a lone battle rifle also with some grenades works fantastic. So thanks to Jay Lewis.
Thanks, you. Matt Gecko says, after playing this with most of the people on his own level, he finds that the plasma pistol to be the best and most effective on Slayer and CTF. With the overshield responding every minute, the ability to destroy someone that thinks they are untouchable is great. It also on such a small map and easy access to the plasma pistol by means of the teleporter, there is no excuse not to use the pistol. So there's his tip. Hope it helps someone out there. And Jublane even says, use shadows, portals, and the overshield since it's so easy to get. You know? You'd be surprised how many people don't go for the overshield on this map. On top or behind the bases are good camping spots. It's short and sweet, and that'll tip from Jublane.
Yeah. Moving on to Super Mouse. He writes in with the tips that we absolutely must use, he says. So there are these two holes on both sides of each base, near the back, up top. So they're great for throwing grenades in and out of, but the best thing is on a CTF game, you can throw the flag in and out of them, which we kind of mentioned. So you can set up a chain where the way it works is one guy throws the flag out, another guy grabs it up top and drops it out the back of the base and goes through the teleporter, then throws it in to your base by jumping up and throwing it over the top and then right into the top window. But to get the flag in and out of the hole takes some practice. The bottom of the flag post must go through the bottom of the hole. That's good to practice, though, and get that down. Same thing with coagulation, throwing it out of the base. If you don't, you know, you might miss it the first time, and you don't want to miss, because then it's... you missed a really good opportunity.
Shardy says, don't eat greasy food while playing. I feel you, man. That's what you mean. He said, also,
where
are the beavers in the creek? He said he doesn't see any beavers. I don't even see any wildlife. No fishies or nothing. Maybe it's all the grenades. You could pet. I don't know. JR98664, I think I got all the numbers in there, says one of the most helpful tips he has for this map is to time the overshield. It spawns every minute. If you time well, you can get it every time it spawns, and not only will you have the overshield, but they won't be able to get it. The overshield really pwns this map, since most of the time there's no plasma pistol. So.
Yeah. Good one. On this map, the tops of the bases are crucial. Whoever controls the top controls the level. In a CTF game, grab the flag and throw it on top of the base through the skylight and have a teammate catch it. We already mentioned this, but it's definitely a good idea. He mentions at the beginning of the match running straight for the sniper rockets because of the strength they each have, but don't forget the overshield. Also, if it's MLG game, check for plasma pistols because the combo can really come in handy. And that was from Marksman911.
Thank you, Marksman911. Plasmorphage says, if you get the shotgun, go inside one of the bases and run around shooting people. It's a good idea.
That's a really good idea.
In a Rumble Pit game, you'll own the bases, which are a main spawn point. And when someone wanders in, they'll be easy to kill. Easy, easy, lemon squeezy. And another tip is to always carry around a plasma pistol as long as it's over shield. You're screwed unless you can find someone to take that shield. And if you get the overshield, don't waste it. Go for the sniper where you can survive all those bullets coming towards you. Actually, if you get the plasma pistol, take out the overshield guy. It's like two shots and he lost his whole shield. It's amazing.
That's pretty cool.
I know, it's kind of rough, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's kind of good that the overshield guy's not totally unstoppable, you know?
Well, you can get whacked in the back and sure have a shot down. Or just get plasmas.
Plasma pistol, you know, like you said, shotgun, sniper can do pretty well if rockets, all that stuff, so... There's ways to take out overshield guy, but it definitely gives him an advantage, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Anywho. Nick writes in about Beaver Creek saying not one of his favorite maps either, but he has some tips on it anyway. The shotgun is the most underrated weapon on this map, and since it's not considered a power weapon per se, it responds every 45 seconds. After someone picks it up, they'll drop it, it'll respawn, so it's almost always there, since it's a human weapon set up on this map most of the time. A BR can be found in lots of places to match up with your shotgun, and this setup is especially useful in the base. That's BR in one hand, shotgun in your backup. Four stickies at the inside of the base. Check those out.
Yeah, don't forget them.
Top flag, entrance is the best four bomb games, which, you know, I think people pretty much go for that now, especially at the higher levels. But get rockets so you can clean out the base from above, drop in for a quick and easy arm.
Yeah. Sunburned Halo says his tip is rockets never control the map, so the best way to avoid these is to traverse through the tunnels below. If you run into someone in the tunnel, back up and chuck a grenade and then run through. If you don't, then run forward, smack one, then sidestep, then they swing forward and go past you. Melee them quickly in the back to end the fight, but run out and up to the ramp to the sniper spawn point. If someone is there, then crouch if radar's on. Make sure you stick to the wall, though. Run up and melee him or shoot him, but do it quickly enough so you'll attract attention. Take the weapon, jump on the roof of the building, and then you're set. So just make sure that you can... You might even have to rewind it and like just take out the snipers, because they're going to be watching from every single point. You know, rockets can take out a sniper one hit if they're not paying attention. This is a really good map for a sniper, but it's also kind of hard to hide on it, so just be sure to check all the sniper spawn points and all the snipers shooting points, too.
That's a good way to take on close combat, though, is to melee and then sidestep, so they try to melee you back, and they kind of miss and go flying by you, and then you turn around and hit him in the back. That's pretty cool. Good idea.
Yeah.
And the grenade thing, too. Pretty cool. Codestar says a good flag steal tactic. First of all, try to play with people you know, of course, because that you run into that problem all the time with people that quit because you don't know them and they don't really care anyway. So then you're screwed. Someone goes into the enemy's base from the front or side entrance and lobs a few grenades into the flag area to shake up enemies in the room, and then grabs the flag and tosses it out to a friend on top of the base. Sounds familiar. Then runs through the teleporter and turns around and tosses it up to a friend on top of your base, goes down, and scores. When you perfect it, you can do it in seconds, literally. I guess a lot of repeats this time, but actually that kind of goes to emphasize how useful these tactics are, I think.
Yeah, exactly. As Prince has been pointing out, jump out of the building, you know, the gun on someone's head.
Boom! Is that like the new sound it makes? Because I haven't heard that one yet. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of like...
Awesome, a fine impression of the jumping sound for Spelljack.
You know, like, if a tree falls in forest, there's no one around that doesn't make a noise.
Yeah, it goes,
boom!
Yeah, it goes, boom! It goes, I heard it, man.
That's because you're not there.
Yeah, but I leave a tape recorder there.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the way to do it. That's the way to solve that one once and for all.
I know.
But then people are going to say, what if there's no tape recorder there? Anyway, a little off topic, just a little bit.
All right, well, that's it for today's show, guys.
Yes, it is. Thanks for listening. Come back soon. We're going to have a custom and call-ins show coming up next with some awesome custom games we got this week, guys. So don't miss that one.
Yes, exactly. Don't miss anything. Stay tuned.
See you next show. Keep on fragging. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck. Keep trucking.
There's only one thing left to say.